Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's talk about the governor's State of the State address and budget proposal that he delivered yesterday to New Yorkers, specifically about his proposed middle-class tax cut.
Sure. That was one of the areas that our reporting team focused on. And in his story, Steve Williams, our reporter, focused the proposals he's making to the Governor Cuomo is making in an effort, he says, to really to try to retain the middle class in New York State. He recognizes that this is a sector of the population that he and some other members are concerned about in terms of some of the problems. He specifically pointed out that, you know, his continued plan is to try to counter some of these federal tax policies that have come online since President Trump took office, that he says, you know, hurt New Yorkers, like it's the new federal limit on property tax deductions. So the population that he's targeting here involves the tax bracket in the $43,000 salary up to $161,000. And in that category, the rates would drop next year down to 6.21% on the income tax bracket in New York State. And then one step above that in the tax bracket of the salary income of $161,000 up to $323,000, that rate would drop down to about 6.5% tax. At the same time, sort of on the other hand, going forward, what his proposal is to actually extend the higher tax rate on higher income New Yorkers. And so that includes for individuals making $1 million or more a year, or families making $2 million or more a year, they would stay for an additional 5 years in the bracket in New York State taxes of 8.82%. So those are two things in tandem, to try to generate more income from the higher tax bracket and give a little bit of a break to that middle tax, this huge chunk of the middle tax. He acknowledges that this proposal will cost New York a bunch of money. His projection is it would cause a loss of $1.8 billion in revenue. But he said it's something they really need to do in terms of to try to help out the middle class. Along the same lines, what he's pushing now actually is extending and making actually permanent the 2% tax cap that he enacted about 5 years on a temporary basis. And this is that tax cap that forces local governments not to exceed that each year. And it's one of the things that at first there was a lot of pushback, and by all accounts, it seems like local governments around the state have learned to work within that that area. He got some pushback yesterday with the proposal on the tax cap. The group, the New York State Association of Towns, was very critical of it, saying it's too much of a burden on municipalities at a time when, you know, state aid for the local municipalities has not increased for 10 years, and yet we've got to keep within the tax cap. But not everybody was critical. Right in our home county, in Schenectady County, Gary Hughes, who's the Schenectady County Legislature Majority Leader, he praised it. And he pointed out that, yes, local municipalities are finding themselves strapped to make things happen, but he thought it was a good measure to stay within that tax cap. So that's the proposal going forward. And, of course, this was just part of this really a sweeping day with the State of the State and also his budget presentation. But we focused on this one particular story on the taxes.
Well, we go from a tax cut, Miles, to a tax hike, and that's 12%. We're talking about Amsterdam.
Yeah, so our reporter who covers Amsterdam and the area around Montgomery, Fulton County, Jason Subic, wrote a story for today's paper about a new report by a consultant. And it has a fairly ominous title, The City of Amsterdam, The Fiscal Storm is Here. And it is a dark and foreboding report. So this is a report that they've commissioned to help them try to get their arms around a big deficit. They're facing an $8.3 million deficit. This isn't something new. This is sort of a storm that's been brewing, and the relatively new mayor, who's been in office for a few years, has been constantly dealing with this. And they have a new controller, Matt Agresta, who's been his sole purpose is dealing with, you know, trying to chip away at the deficit. But the real most concerning news about this in this report that was given yesterday to the Common Council members is that he's recommending that they need to increase taxes this coming year in the area of 10 to 12%, and that is just the start, is what he's saying. We need to start raising taxes, and at the same time, the city's going to have to do more borrowing to to get on top of this deficit. But he warns that they really have to be very cautious about going to the borrowing on this, because their credit rating is down to junk bond status because of some huge accounting problems dating back more than a decade. So what he's saying is, you need to raise the taxes enough to demonstrate to the credit rating agencies that you're serious about this problem and that you've got some stability. And so what he's recommending is that they, for some more favorable borrowing, they get some state legislature approval to actually take out some longer-term borrowing to help deal with that. So it's a two-pronged approach. And in this report, he's really not mincing words on this. He's just saying, the city's pulled so many rabbits out of the hat that the rabbits aren't, they're not even producing enough to produce more rabbits. So they've reached the end of the rabbits, he uses in this fairly gripping comment in his report. So we're not sure what will happen, in fact, with the council, but they're going to have to take a look at this in the next going forward, the next month or two. They're going to need to break the tax gap if they do raise these taxes in the 10 to 12% range, and they'll need a supermajority of the council members to do that. And so we're not sure whether they have that support, but this is a report saying if you don't do this, the consequences are even more dire, and that would be that the state would have to take over and impose a control board, as it's done in some other cities recently in Buffalo, and over the years, obviously some other municipalities have gotten in those situations. So he's urging the members to go forward and raise these taxes and not get themselves in trouble with the state control board.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, he joins us on Wednesdays. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Thank you, David.